us on Game Time. Dale Olele, Raheel Ramzadeh, Kevin Joseph with us as well. Hour to go in the show.
This has been one of the harder shows, I'm not going to lie. It's our final 8 to 12 show. If you have not heard, Game Time is moving 2 to 6 p.m. for plenty of reasons. Number one, you'll get all the scores, all the instant reaction, the best interviews in football on this show, the best guests on this show. We get to go head-to-head against the 610 live show on Saturday, and then their post-game show on Sunday. So it's going to be a fun football week or football season coming up. And that's part of it, you know, going 8 to 12. It's fun and all, but at the same time, I mean, you got guys from CPOD listening, stealing our stuff. So this gives them another way to not listen to us and not steal our stuff. So thank you very much. 2 to 6 p.m. will be the time for the new Game Time, and we'll be out and about the town. Knicks Place, Buffalo Wild Wings, wherever we may be, come on by and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll give you all the best coverage for the games. Texas, Florida Atlantic next week. We might not be the home for Texas FAU, but we already have like five guests lined up for that. A&M's playing. U of H. We had Coach Dana Holgorsen on yesterday, the offensive coordinator, joining us on 1560 The Game. And he's excited about the season. He says the seniors on the team, they've built the trust in Coach Sumlin, so they're ready for that. Willie B. Lakey is online. AstrosDaily.com joins us. Willie B., you're out in Vegas. How are you doing?
Oh, really well, considering the weekend we've had.
Are you up or down for the weekend?
We're up, thanks to my wife's strategic slot playing.
Nice. Sitting there for hours on end?
Yeah, you know, she hit a pretty nice jackpot on Friday afternoon, so the rest of the weekend went very well.
Now, the Astros have not hit a jackpot this week. This was the week that was going to decide their season, whether they make a strong run for the wild card or they basically chase the other teams. And by other teams, I mean trying to finish 500. That's your big chase now. What did you think of the week that was?
Well, very disappointed that we didn't take at least 2 out of 3 up in Milwaukee. And then, you know, Roy pitched well, and the offense just couldn't muster anything Friday night against Johan. But, you know, it's been a long chase since we had that losing spell back in June. So, I'm really not disappointed in this team. We didn't have half the pitching that I thought we should have had, and we're still, hovering right there over 500.
Now, yesterday, Brandon Bakke decided to be good Brandon Bakke. I'm on AstrosDaily.com, and that's one of the big topics of conversation. What was so good about Brandon Bakke?
You know, I didn't get to watch that game. I was in a Texas Hold'em tournament, and so I caught the wrap-up. But I'm really going to give myself the win for that because I had bet the Mets on the money line, and every time I bet the Mets, they lose.
Nice.
So I should probably go down and drop a couple of hundred on the next two games before we get out of town today.
Don't sacrifice your cash for Nashville's victory. Come on.
I've got nothing better to spend it on.
Now, the Astros' September call-ups are upon us. It looks like the Astros, if they go the next few weeks and don't make a serious push, and by serious push, I mean win every single game, there is going to be time to bring back up JR, give Michael Bourne some more time. What do you think? At what point do the September call-ups come up for the Astros?
Well, I mean, you can start calling them up, a week from tomorrow, I guess. You call them up, I think, as soon as you can, but this week is going to determine it. We, you know, we have to start with today and then tomorrow. We've got to win these two. And then we got to come in and hopefully sweep, but at least take 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati and then 2 out of 3 from St. Louis. Now, if we've done that, maybe you hold off on giving some of those guys some of the extra playing time starting on September 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go 1-1 the next 2 days and just kind of 500 at home this week, I think next Monday, Labor Day, you just start playing these kids, and you stick Michael Bourne at the top of the order, and you let him play the rest of the month there and see what he can do. You stick JR somewhere in the lineup, or bringing him off the bench to play some first, or catcher even, and see what he can do. So
now, real quickly, you guys do a good job of keeping tabs on the minor leagues. What pitching can the Astros expect to bring up?
You know, I don't. The only guy really down at AAA that that I think is impressed enough to get some time this September has been Cassell. So I don't know. I really don't know who else is in their plans right now to bring up. But and I'd bring him up and stick him in. And if Brandon especially has a couple of bad starts, I know he pitched well yesterday, but if he has a couple of bad starts, you let Cassell start a few games the rest of the month and see if we're going to hold him over.
Checking out your website, you mentioned possibly bringing up Tolles and Bourne. That's part of a Bob Holsley. He wrote something about what you should look forward to as the Astros unfortunately continue to slip out of contention. Is what besides Tolles and Bourne, is anything you're looking forward to, maybe a morale-boosting thing you can take into the next season? Maybe it's finishing ahead of the Cardinals. Maybe it's Valverde winning NL Saves titles. Is there something you hope happens outside of maybe a miraculous run?
Well, yeah, I mean, Lance, of course, is having a pretty good year. You know, I'm interested in watching to see how Wigginton kind of closes out the year. Another thing, too, is we got, I think, six more games against the Cubs. One of those series might be a four game, but I think we got six more games. If we can win both those series against the Cubs, that'd be a bit of a lift, considering how well they're playing. They're one of the best teams going right now.
We have John Anderson online. John, what's up, man?
Hey, that's James.
Oh, that's James. That's right. It says John. Sorry. James Anderson online. Hey, what do you think about the Astros so far this week?
Well, I was disappointed up in Milwaukee. I really had hoped that we could take two out of three and beat. We beat Sheets, of course, but we should have beaten Parra.
Yeah.
You know, CeCe Sabathia is just unconscious right now. But we should have taken those second and third games of that series, and I think that would have given us a little bit of a push heading into that Friday night game facing Santana, because Roy pitched pretty well Friday night. That was a nice game, but we just couldn't get anything going against him.
James Anderson, what about you?
Well, Brian, you know, I'm not going to give you a demerit right now because I've been AWOL for a while.
Oh, where you been?
I've been working. I want to say hello to you, Rod Hill. And is Dell there, too, with you?
Dell is.
Yes, sir, I am here.
This morning. Hello, guys.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, Willie.
How you doing, James?
I'm doing fine. I hear you're spending your money in Las Vegas. I'm spending my money helping my doctor make his car payment.
James Anderson.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey, James.
We won't get into that. That's another subject.
Now, James, do you have an Astros question for Willie B. or an opinion?
I sure
or
do.
All right, what's up?
Willie, you know, we discussed this a little bit in the forum, and specifically about the New York Mets. As far as this season's, we beat this to death. This season, we're into the dog days. There's not much else we can really talk about as far as the Astros go. But, you know, the Mets came into the league the same year the Houston Ball Club did in 62, and of course, when they went to the World Series in 1969, I really pulled for them. But Willie, you know where I'm going with this.
I think that's
1986.
You know, I don't really hold anything against the Mets for beating us in that series. The part I hold against the Mets was that Cooters incident in July when the couple of them just trashed Houston overall just because they couldn't pick up a good-looking Texas woman. I've got a lot of friends that are Mets fans. My wife's from Long Island, so I try not to say too many bad things about New York, but I don't hold anything against them for beating us. That was a great team they had as well.
Well, I don't reason why I brought this up and the way this season is going, and the only thing myself as a fan and a lot of others is to and when the team comes to town or we go to a town and play a certain team, the Mets has become one team that I really feel happy about when they beat them. And it's been ever since 1986 when that scoundrel 1986 New York Mets team, who also the New York press was so bad that, you know, Anita Martini left New York and came back home because they were harassing her so bad.
Well, not only that, the new generation of Astros, you've got the whole Beltran saga unfolding in the 2000s, and that also adds that vested interest to root against the Mets when the Astros are playing, or in general, last year when the Mets had that monumental collapse, it was awesome for Houston fans because Beltran was on that team.
Well, Carlos Beltran, he's okay. Well, he's him and Manaya, the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he sat in for years in that Montreal Expo's general manager's office and just staring at the ceiling, doing nothing. Then all of a sudden, he stepped into the New York Mets general manager's office and has an owner that gives him a carte blanche check bank account, and then he goes out and buys ball players with it. That's not genius. If you got some money to spend, and as much money as you want to throw at any ball player that you want to sign, so what's so great about that? He goes out and he gets Carlos Beltran. He probably would have thrown $200 million at him if that's what it was going to take.
There you go, James
that's
Anderson.
That's not brilliant. That's just a guy sitting there throwing money away.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's another story for another time. But anyway, that was my topic that I wanted to talk to Willie. Willie and I both know about that 1986 team and what happened, and also how a lot of fans were.
Ooh,
but they had signs referring to our team as the half Astros.
John, James Anderson, easy on that F word. I gotta hang up.
Can I say that on the radio?
No, you can't. James gotta let you go. James Anderson, no longer on the line. Willie B, quickly, what can we expect from the Astros in the upcoming month and the final, the dog days, as James Anderson called it?
Well, I mean, we just got to get through these next, I guess, 8 games starting today. And you know, we got to beat the Mets the next two. And then we got to take each of these series against Cincinnati and St. Louis. And at that point, then we'll see, because we're starting off today 9.5 back in the wild card. And it's not just the 9.5. We got, we got 4 of the teams ahead of us. We're not going to be able to play Milwaukee anymore. So when we do face the Marlins, a little bit later this month, when we do face St. Louis a little later on this schedule, we're going to have to beat both those teams if we're going to really have a chance. But really, next Sunday, I think after the game next Sunday is when you decide, okay, either we're going to keep going for it or we're going to let these kids play.
Yeah, St. Louis comes into town, and that's going to be the big series. Hey, Willie B., tell the new listeners of Game Time what they can expect on AstrosDaily.com.
Continued great features, great historical data, weekly updates. Bob Halsey does a nice little brief write-up after each game. We got Scott Barzilla keeping us up to date. All of us that aren't necessarily too much of a genius when it comes to math, he keeps us up to date with the stats and the sabermetrics. And it's just a very fan-friendly site, and there's links to all over from the Major League team, the Astros.com board, to message boards for fans. So.
Awesome. It's one of the best websites out there for the historical knowledge of the Houston Astros. So get on there, and we appreciate you guys coming on our show for the past few months.
Hey, no problem, and I'll be there 3 weeks from now when we do play the Cubs. I'll be there on that Sunday to meet up with you guys if you're going to be down at the stadium and bring y'all some more donuts.
Oh, we're actually making a showtime change. We're now going 2 to 6 p.m., so no more live at the bus. That was our... I know,
well,
I'm sorry.
I'll still be there, so if anybody's around, look for the big fat guy sitting out in the Crawford boxes with a very loud Hawaiian shirt on.
There you go, Willie B. Lakey out in Vegas. Thanks for joining us, man.
You bet. Thank y'all.
There you go, AstrosDaily.com. Got the, tell me how that F-bomb tastes on us. People didn't hear it unless you were on hold, and nobody was on hold. So that secret stays between us and the millions of people listening now. It is the new Game Time. Jose Cruz Jr. is due up next in the lineup of guests, and he's ready to go. In fact, he's like, hey, where are you guys? I want to talk to you guys and get some September call-ups up. So we'll talk to Jose Cruz Jr. next on the new Game Time. We'll be right back where... Astros talk 2 to 6 p.m. next week.